This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now, here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. To the listener, you can always reach myself or my colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. You can call us with any personal questions you may have in regards to the show or anything in regards to personal finance. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money. Now, this weekend, I am a little under the weather here. If you can't tell by my voice, it's a bit deeper than normal. My wife maybe likes that. I'm not sure. But the point is, we are talking about all important things of personal finance, and we are not going to afford to miss a class because we've been getting a lot of calls. And our show, we're on every weekend, and we go over all these important topics because it's important to you, the listener. What we talk about is what you called in on and what questions you guys had. And this week, we are going to talk about what we pretty much talked about last week, but in more detail, because a lot of people had so many questions on where to invest their money. Should they invest their money in a Roth differently from a regular brokerage account versus a regular retirement account like an IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, any of those? And the answer was yes, and that's what we talked about last week. And you, the listener, are the ones who called, and you took advantage of the free financial assessment. We're going to offer it again this week because it was just such a demand. I could tell it was a demand. It's toward the end of the year, and you want to make sure you do it right because it has to be done by the end of the year. So because of that, we're going to offer it again. It's a $500 offer. It's a financial assessment that goes over all of your finances, including where you are today, how retirement looks, taxes, making sure your money is invested all in the proper areas, and avoiding high fees, costs, and commissions. All you do is give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help give you a free financial assessment to make sure you're not making the mistakes. And we found out from last week a lot of people were making mistakes. So, as a fee-only financial planning firm that, of course, also has that investment management division, we are going to continue that conversation of the things you need to do. If anything, this was like a two-part show because so many people called. I mean, my goodness, I get it. You need help, and you want to make sure that you are not making the mistakes that a lot of people are doing. And with that, you want to make sure that the proper investments in regards to stocks and bonds are in the right place. I got a lot of questions last week because, hey, Gabriel, you forgot about the Roth. You talked so much about the retirement accounts and you talked a lot about the after-tax brokerage accounts. You completely left out the Roth. I'm like, oh, I guess you're right. I just assumed because it was tax-free, you knew what to do. They're like, no, we have our broker who's charging us 1% and he has us in a globally diversified portfolio. I go, okay, well, I like the diversified portfolio, but what I don't like is what I think I already know. And what we were talking about last week is that there is a Roth account, there is, because it's tax-free, there's a brokerage account because it's after-tax money, and because you have a tax-deferred, that's tax-deferred money, money that's never been taxed. And we said last week it makes a lot of sense to put your bonds, your retirement account, your fixed income inside your retirement accounts. Why? Because that account has never paid money on taxes. You've never paid any money on taxes in that account. So I would rather have the bonds there because the bonds pay interest. Interest is taxed also at the ordinary income rates, at the high rates. So if the tax-deferred accounts, all your retirement accounts are already taxed at the high rates, and so are the bonds, why would you want the bonds over in your after-tax account? The after-tax account is subject to preferential tax treatment, but bonds are not, they don't count in that because interest is taxed at ordinary income. The only thing that does count towards special preferential tax is stocks. Stocks is eligible for this capital gains rate, which could be zero even, 15%, 20%, or 23.8% with the new supplemental taxes. So you'll want to make sure that you have the stocks in your brokerage account, your after-tax account. By the way, if you have an advisor that is not having this conversation with you and you have multiple different accounts at different places and they're treating them all differently, folks, you got to get a second opinion because it is wrong. They're not comprehensive. They're selling a portfolio. They're selling a product. And that is not right for you because there's so much more important things. You could be losing percentages off your return because you're paying unnecessary taxes. Give us a call. We can help with that. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can have a confidential conversation that helps relate this show to your specific situation to make sure you are doing it right. You need that second opinion. Everybody does. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. Going over all important topics of personal finance, and we're doing pretty much a continuation from last week because we had so many calls, so many people that wanted to know more information about what we're talking about. And now we're going to go to about 30% of those phone calls that asked about the Roth retirement accounts, so Roth IRAs. The Roth is tax-free. You don't get a tax deduction when you put money into a Roth, so it grows tax-free. So because it grows tax-free, because of that, you should put the investments that are growth-focused. And the highest expected rate of return investments out there are international and small cap as well, small cap, mid caps as well. Doing that, you want all the growth in the Roth. Heck, if I could take 10% in the Roth, I would take that all day. I mean, I would take 10% anywhere. But my point is, if you had $100,000 in a 401k, $100,000 in a regular brokerage account, $100,000 in the Roth, ideally, you can get 10% in the Roth. You can get 8% in the regular brokerage account, and you get 2% in the IRA. But purposely investing that way does still get you your 6 to 7% rate of return. But what you did was you properly put the investments with the highest expected rate of return in the most tax beneficial one and the one with the lowest expected rate of return in the one that has the worst tax treatment, which is the tax deferred retirement accounts. Doing that helps save you money. You're the winner doing that. And it's just being savvy enough to look at every single one of your account as one big account. Everybody wants to show you the fancy pie chart, but you have to look at your overall assets, your overall wealth as one big pie chart. That's what you should be doing. And sadly, a lot of people don't do that. The reason they don't do that, it's more work. And more work does not pay them to more than what they're charging you. They're charging you the 1% to 2% fees, commissions, and selling you mutual fund products, annuities, whatever. They get paid on products they're offering you, not helping increase your overall wealth, which is including your taxes as well. If it reduces your taxes, that's increasing your overall wealth. But I bet you that your advisor hasn't even looked at your taxes. And they're supposed to be financial advisors, financial planners trying to offer you insurance and selling you annuities. That's not someone that's helping you. That's somebody who's a salesman, an investment or insurance salesperson. You should not be getting your financial advice for someone who's selling you product. Folks, if this sounds like you, if your advisor is not comprehensive looking at your overall financial situation, we are offering a free financial assessment that you should be taking advantage of. We got offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call. We can help with that. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help take a look at your overall financial situation and make sure that you are investing in the proper areas, because you could be losing money due to improper investments in the certain accounts. Each account has its inherent benefits. You want to make sure you're maximizing those benefits. Why would you buy a supercharged Corvette if you're not going to go over 80 miles an hour? It's the same concept. You are not taking advantage of the amenities in each and every one of those pools, and it's going to hurt you, because if you're never going to go over 80 miles per hour in a Corvette, then maybe you can get the base model one. You don't have to get the super duper charged one. It's the same concept with investments. You want to make sure you are understanding all the amenities that are available to you in each account. And your advisor is not doing that because they're not compensated to do that, because they're not fiduciaries. Fiduciary is someone who's legally obligated, legally liable to do what's in your best interest. And it's not their fault. It's the firm they work for. Never trained them. The person truly doesn't know. The person you're with is not a bad person. They're just uneducated to the world of personal finance and how it increases your situation. It's like a person working at a Ford dealership. They don't know that you can get a better car for maybe the same price. Nothing against Ford. But you don't go to a salesman of Ford and expect for them to sell you a Lexus. They're only going to sell you a Ford. That's all they know. It's not that they're a bad person, but that's the only thing that's on their lot to sell you. It's the same concept. And sadly, when you go to your bank and do business through them or any of these commission-based brokerage firms, they're only offered or can offer you what's on the shelf to sell you. Products. It's only products, or they have these managed accounts with no customization ability in there, and they don't take taxes into account because they can't, because they're doing it in mass. And folks, if that sounds like you, you need help. You need to make sure that you are not paying more, not only fees, that's the obvious one, but in unnecessary taxes due to your improper overall holistic investment strategy. This is why people called us a bunch last week. This is why we're rebringing it up, but in much more detail this week, because we can help just like we helped the bunch of people who called the week before. Phone number for us, take advantage of a free financial assessment. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help put everything together to make sure you are taking advantage of every strategy available to you. That's what we do on a daily basis. Folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about additional strategies that you should be taking care of and what you are going to be expecting this year and what you expected last year on how these funds kicked out these capital gains that you didn't even do anything on. We're going to talk about what that's all about after we come back from this break. Thanks, and stay with us. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here and every weekend. We're going over all important topics of personal finance, and last week was a hit. We had a lot of you give us a call to make sure you guys are doing the right thing and not getting charged extra money on unnecessary taxes through your investment portfolio. We saw that so much last week, so much so we're doing a continuation on that conversation, going into more detail. And that conversation was based on having money in a Roth account, having money in a regular brokerage account, after-tax account, and then a retirement account such as a 401k, IRA, 457, 403b, and so on. So it's really just understanding how and where you should invest. And one of the biggest things that we saw from all our calls last week was the issue, the problem that people are having with mutual funds. And it's not just because mutual funds has high costs, high fees, high commissions, and nothing against mutual funds, except you'll soon see I have a lot against mutual funds. But the point is they're invested in the improper accounts. And because of that, it's causing you unnecessary taxes. And you actually see that on the front page of your tax return. If you actually look and you pull up line number 13, line number 13 on your tax returns, you'll see, assuming you have mutual funds in your taxable account, your after-tax brokerage account, you'll actually see that you got charged a capital gain. But how did you get a capital gain? You didn't sell anything. It's because a mutual fund is doing it on your behalf, and you had to pay taxes because of that. And I've seen this happen so much for the past recent years, especially in 2014, 15, and you're going to see it again this year, folks. Now, the year's not over. I'm just making an assumption based on what's going on in the stock market that these mutual funds are turning over what's inside of them. And because of that, you're going to pay the taxes on it. Yes, you. You're going to pay taxes even though you did nothing. You bought and held for the whole year. And for that reason is you have to relook at your investment strategy. And folks, if what I'm talking about sounds like you, if you notice something on your line 13 and you didn't sell anything of your 1040 tax return, if you have an advisor that's never even took in a look at your overall tax situation or even never looked at the taxes in your financial situation, folks, you need to get a second opinion because there are ways to save you money. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help make sure that you are avoiding high fees, high costs, and most importantly, unnecessary taxes, because we see that all the time. So what I'm talking about is a mutual fund. That mutual fund, I'm going to give you an example. And yet again, these are people who came into the office last week for people like you that called in because it sounds similar to you. They had a mutual fund that they held last year and did nothing with the mutual fund. They still have the mutual fund. But because the market last year, and when I say last year, we're going to talk about 2015, it went up, down, left, right. There was a point in time in the year it was down 15%. It ended the year, assuming they had a large cap mutual fund because the S&P 500 did nothing for the year. So if you had 100,000 at the end of the year, you had 100,000. Well, these clients, same thing. They had $100,000, these people. But the problem is, of that 100,000, they would get a capital gain for 15,000. Huh? Wait. Back up, Gabriel. Can you say that again? Yes, they made nothing the whole year. They didn't sell the whole year, but then they get a 1099 from Uncle Sam saying they made $15,000. And then all that $15,000, you're telling me they had to pay $4,000 in taxes? So technically, they didn't lose nothing. Yeah, their $100,000 is still $100,000, but they still paid $4,000 in tax. So technically, they lost 4% for no reason. Because a mutual fund was doing some activity inside of there? Who is this idiot running the mutual fund? Well, that's the thing. This mutual fund doesn't care about you. They don't have a clue who you are. They don't care who you are. They don't care about your financial situation. Your advisor that sold you this fund doesn't care about your financial situation. Because if they did, they wouldn't have put you in that because you wouldn't have been in this untax-friendly investment. And sadly, a lot of these funds did that. And they do not care. All they care about is getting the highest rate of return. But here's the thing. That right rate of return was zero. Stock market was zero. But look, if you took it from a tax point of view, you actually lost 4%. That doesn't show up on the investment performance sheet. Why? Because each person's financial situation is different for taxes. Hence why they don't care. Hence why you need to reevaluate how you're investing, which funds you have in which accounts, because we're talking about money in this taxable after-tax brokerage account pool. It could be held in just your name, you and your spouse's name, you and somebody else's name, or just your trust if you own a trust. Obviously, we're not talking about a retirement account. We're not talking about a Roth. We're talking about the taxable pool. Folks, if you have money in this pool, if you have mutual funds, if you are getting unnecessary taxes, fees, whatever. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that we can help analyze your specific situation and make sure you don't lose money just due to your ignorance of the fact that you don't know the difference. That's what we're here for, and that's why people called last week. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help make sure you are properly allocated in a way that's not only tax-friendly, it's low in cost, low in fees, and making sure you have the right investments in the right areas. You want to make sure you have all the growth in the Roth. You want to make sure you have the least growth in the retirement accounts. Now, I'm not saying only have bonds in the retirement accounts. I'm not saying never have bonds in any other accounts. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is you want to make sure it's proper in each account based on your financial situation, based on the risk that you're ready to take. The example I said, and I said this last week and maybe again this week, was that if you had $1 million and $500,000 was in a retirement account, and $500,000 was in an after-tax brokerage account, and you wanted to invest $500,000 in stocks, $500,000 in bonds, in that specific circumstance, I don't care who you are, assuming that was your circumstance, you should have your stocks in your after-tax brokerage account and your bonds in your retirement account. I will take that argument. Anybody you want to call just to have fun and have a debate, I'll always win. Folks, I only get in arguments I know I could win. I only pick on the littlest brother that I have, and I only get in arguments I know I could win. That's why all the five-year-olds hate me. My point is that you have to understand how the tax laws work, because if you don't understand how it works, you have no argument. If you need help with that, if you want to make sure that's something that you are taking full advantage of, give us a call. Phone number 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance, and I'm going to continue this conversation talking about the exchange-traded funds versus the mutual funds. An exchange-traded fund is called an ETF. It's the same thing as a mutual fund, folks. It's a basket of stock. The difference is it follows an index. And because it follows an index, there are certain institutional ETFs that is exempt from capital gains tax. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that if you buy the ETF for $1,000 and it goes up to $10,000, that doesn't mean you avoid the $9,000 capital gains. Come on. It's easier than that. IRS is smarter than that. What that means is within that ETF, within that exchange-traded fund, if there's any capital gains that are inside of there, you are exempt from that. Now, how is that the case? Because it's an index. It's not actively managed. An index, even if you bought it and hold it throughout the whole year, unlike that mutual fund example where you still had to pay, got a 1099 at the end of the year for $15,000, even though you did nothing, and you had to pay $4,000 on taxes, with a ETF, nothing would have happened. You would have never gotten the 1099. So my question to you is, why isn't everybody recommending this exchange-traded fund, this ETF? Well, it's because ETFs do not have revenue sharing inside of them. They don't get commissions out inside of them. Nobody is compensated for them. So why are they going to offer it to you? Sadly, the banks out there and the commission-based brokerage worlds out there, all they do is focus on what pays them. Sadly, folks, that's only 5% of the investments in the overall world. So you're only looking at 5% of the investments of the overall investment community, because that's the only thing that pays the person you're working with? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. That's the reality. That's why you want to work with someone who's fee only, folks. Someone who has to work in your best interest, hence why they're fee only. Where their only way of getting compensated is through an hourly charge, or if you hire them on a percentage basis charge, not on the stuff, the crap they're selling you. This is the problem of the industry. This is the problem with Wall Street. And this is the problem the Department of Labor has with advisors not acting in your best interest. And that's why they passed a law starting April 10th of 2017, where they are forced to be in your best interest. But that's only for the retirement accounts. 1/3 of the accounts we're talking about. Not the brokerage account and not the Roth account. Only the 401ks, IRAs, 403Bs, 457. Only the retirement accounts have to act in your best interest. How the heck did they miss that one? So you want to make sure you are working somebody who has your best interest at stake, understands your full financial tax situation, which includes the taxes, and making sure you're avoiding high costs, high fees, and high commissions. Folks, if you don't know anybody like that, well, guess what? Us at Falcon Wealth Planning, that's us. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, we are a fee-only financial planning firm. We help people like you on a daily basis. We'd be more than honored to help you. We did it last week multiple times. We continued the conversation this week as well. We are offering that free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. Give us a call. Folks, that was a fast 30 minutes. And as we close out, we want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach myself, my colleagues over at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation about your specific situation. Now tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance, where we give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy the afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.